I'm Raul Gomez, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on Old Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we will hear from the multifaceted 18-year-old Anna Hermes. Anna recently graduated high school at St. Mary's Academy. She was a member of Pacific Youth Choir for 11 years, and all the while, she became a songwriter, a camp counselor at Young Musicians and Artists, and a theater performer. She is going to Gonzaga University in the fall, where she plans to double major in voice performance and political science. Anna calls Pacific Youth Choir, which we are hearing in the background, her second home, and she shared with me how she got started singing.
My dad plays in a band with his friends, and my sister and I both sing. And ever since we were little, like, we would go into his concerts and, like, play along and sing along. And I've just been singing as long as I can remember.
What kind of band is your dad in?
It's like a rock band. He and his friends have been playing since they were in their 30s, and they're still playing now, which is super fun.
So that's probably the first type of music that you got to sing.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on the Beatles and the Who, and that was kind of my intro to music.
Do you still listen to those bands?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Are you a big Beatles fan?
I love the Beatles, yeah.
Oh, nice. Do you have a favorite album?
I love Abbey Road.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, well, like the Beatles, you are a songwriter. Mm-hmm. You play the piano and you teach songwriting at Young Musicians and Artists. What kind of impact do you feel you've had there?
It's funny, if you go to camp, because we record the songs we write, every once in a while there'll be people singing the songs that I wrote, because you sing them enough at camp that they just start to know them. And like, I know a bunch of songs that other, like, my friends and people I knew at songwriting, like, recorded. And so every once in a while I'll be walking by and be like, that's my song. And it's kind of a weird experience, but kind of fun. You can show me how, you can
take me down, and I won't try. Now, I understand you also do theater. How long have you been doing that?
Oh gosh, a long time. I think my first show, like official show, was in middle school. I was in the Odyssey, I think. But I did like classes at Oregon Children's Theater and Northwest Children's Theater when I was younger. And then when I got to St. Mary's, like, it was my first exposure to musical theater, which was so much fun, and I love it.
Right, the combination of these two passions.
Exactly.
You are going to be pursuing a double major in college, voice and political science. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the political science side of things. How did you come to that decision?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those decisions where I love music, but I wasn't totally sure I wanted to put all my eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. And because I do love history and English classes, I'm definitely more of like a humanitarian side of school. I loved my AP government class. And I'm really like keeping up in politics and learning about current events and what's going on in our world. And so as much as I love music, I have other passions too that I want to pursue. And so I would love to, who knows where the future is going to take me. I might end up being a musician, but I would also love to be like a senatorial staffer or working for a congressman or something. I think that'd be amazing.
And there's always a chance that both of those things could combine.
Totally, yeah.
In some way, right?
Yeah, I wrote my my junior history research paper about protest music, so kind of focusing on like Joan Baez and Jimi Hendrix and Marvin Gaye and artists in history who have been using their music to make change. I'm Anna Hermes, and I'm 18 years old.
So singing, playing, acting, you are on stage performing in front of people.
Yeah.
What does that feel like to you?
Actually, I had really bad stage fright until like probably the beginning of this year. I would get super shaky, and it was only when I was performing by myself. If I was in a play, I wouldn't get nervous. If I was in choir, I wouldn't get nervous. But as soon as I had a solo, or as soon as I had a song in a musical or going on stage to sing one of my songs, I would start shaking.
Yes.
And then it would make my vibrato sound really weird because I'd be shaking. And so that was definitely really hard for me because I constantly felt like I wasn't projecting my best work on stage. And I don't know what the shift was. I think it just some sort of self-confidence kicked in at some level of maturity throughout high school, and having that sense of confidence and knowing that, like, whatever happens, like, the audience wants you to do well.
And once you realize that, you can give your best and really connect with your audience and their emotions,
100%.
Right?
100%. I feel like, I don't know, music is a whole different language, but the way, if you can express it in a way that makes other people feel what you're feeling, that really is what I love. And it's magical.
After college, what do you envision for yourself?
I kind of have many visions, and it's definitely shifted. But if I continue learning voice and loving it, I could see myself trying to audition for opera programs and grad schools that have opera programs and continuing to study. I could also see myself going into kind of the more music tech side and dipping more into my songwriting and doing kind of working at like a recording studio or producing or something like that. And then I could also see myself doing politics at some level. Not totally sure about that yet. So very different visions, but I'm excited about all of them. You can shut me out,
you can take me down. And however Anna chooses to use her voice, we wish her the best. I'm Raul Gomez, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. All episodes of On Deck are available on our website, along with photos and videos of these young artists. To listen to this episode of On Deck again, or to learn more about Anna, head over to oldclassical.org, and under the Programs tab, you'll find On Deck with Young Musicians. Again, that's oldclassical.org. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope to see you on deck again soon.